John, chapter 3. I want to talk to you a little bit here this morning about a statement here in this 18th verse of John chapter 3. It has to do with no condemnation. The apostle in the book of Romans said this: "There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." No condemnation. Therefore, now. And in this 18th verse of chapter 3 of the book of John, our Lord Jesus Christ says the same thing. "He that believeth on Him," he that believes on Him is one that's in Christ. When He says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." So he that believeth on Him are those that are in Christ. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, all of us, to a degree, are aware that in our courts of law, a verdict of not guilty amounts to an acquittal. That is, the prisoner is quickly discharged. He's acquitted of the charge against him. And the judge says to the bailiff, "Turn the prisoner loose." Now, the language of the gospel is about the same. A sentence of not condemned, as it relates to the gospel, means that the believer in Christ receives now a present justification. Not guilty of the crime that you are charged with. It's given. It's given to the soul the very moment, the very second he or she comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Very second that a man commits his soul to the Lord Jesus, believes in Him as his sin bearer and his righteousness, who comes to see that the atonement that our Lord made is sufficient to cleanse him or her from all of their sins, past and present, and sins to come. In that very second, in that very moment, that he or she comes to the Lord Jesus, he's justified and acquitted. If you remember about the story of the thief, the two thieves that hung on either side of our Lord Jesus on the tree, that thief which was justified the very second that he turned his eye faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. He was justified in a twinkling of an eye. The moment he turned and looked to him and said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me." That very moment, the very second that his eye laid hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, you could say justification was the result of his faith. Justified before God and looked upon by God as if he had never committed a crime. Justified before God is the result of faith. Now, faith does not produce its fruit by and by, but does it now. We are today, if we are believers in the Lord Jesus, in the Jesus of the Bible, the Jesus that the Bible identifies, if we are believers in Him, in His blood, in His righteousness, to take away our sins and to justify us in the sight of God, well then we are this very moment accepted in the Beloved and cleared of all sin. The moment that a man believes in the Christ of the Bible, in that moment, in that instant, he is cleared from all sin. Sin of yesterday, sin of today, and sin of tomorrow. He is instantaneously cleared of all sin. Instantly justified. Today, he's innocent. The moment that he comes to Christ with saving faith, he is today, that very second, innocent in the sight of God. Now, they are some clusters of fruit that are to be plucked now. There are other benefits that we find out about later on. When we cross the Jordan and go into the Promised Land, but we haven't crossed the Jordan as of yet. But there are many choice, ripe fruit to be tasted and to be enjoyed that we have right now. And this is one of them, that we are instantly justified before God the very moment that we believe and trust the testimony of God concerning His Son as our sin bearer and as our righteousness before Him. Instantly. Well, I said that these things are not the corn of the land because we haven't crossed over yet, but they are something that is invaluable to the well-being and the welfare of the warrior or the Christian soldier, that he might draw from, that might encourage him and help him and bless him and give him joy and stability and cause him to be faithful if he takes to his mind and his intelligence and in his heart and soul that he has, by the grace of God, been instantly justified before God and declared innocent, all of his sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. Even now, remember I said that the fellow said, when is now? And I said, now is now. And even now, our sins are put away. Even now, we stand in God's sight as though we had never sinned. Now, if you can keep that in your mind and in your heart, it'll be of a tremendous help in your Christian experience, that you stand right now in the sight of God as if you never sinned. Instantly justified by God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are now, right now, innocent as Adam was when Adam stood in his integrity before he fell. We are as innocent as he is. Now, we know that before Adam ate the fruit of that forbidden tree, when he ate of that, he fell. But I'm talking about before he ate it. Before he ate it, we are even now as innocent and more so than Adam was in the sight of God. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Even right now, there is not one sin in the book of God that's against the believer. Even now, after all of these years, even now, there is not one sin in the book of God Almighty that's against the believer. Now, that ought to be of some comfort to a poor, hopeless sinner that has no goodness in himself to come to this point in his life, that he has been assured by God that there's no sin in the book of God against him. Now, he's assured that that's true because God said it. It's in the book of God. And the gifts of God, such as calling and repentance, there's no change. Even now, there is said by God that there's nothing laid to his charge. Who can condemn us? Is there anybody or an assembly of people that could come before God and charge us, lay something to our charge? No, sir. They can neither lay a speck or a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing to our charge because we have been instantly justified by the grace of God through the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is not any one sin laid against any one believer in the sight of God. In the sight of the judge of all the earth, God himself. Now, in the matter of justification. I'm talking about in God's sight. I'm not talking about in my sight or in your sight. I'm talking about where it counts most. It don't count a whole lot about you or me, what you think or what I think. Where it counts is in the sight of the judge of all the earth, and he shall do right. And he says, he that believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ is not condemned. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Now, it does not necessarily and simply mean only a present justification, but it means a continual justification. It's that way right now, and that's the way it will always be throughout time and throughout eternity. We will have this present and continual justification in the sight of God. That's what salvation is all about. That's the reason we talk about the good news. The good news that God sent Christ. Christ become a man, now's a man. Settled all of our accounts from first to last. And he continually does that. In the moment that you and I believed, it was said of us, the very moment, if that was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or 20 seconds ago, it was said of us, the very moment that we believed, he that believeth on him, it was said of us, is not condemned. Very moment. Just quicker than the flash of the light. He that believeth on him is not condemned. And never will be condemned. Cannot be condemned. Now many days have passed. And there's been many changes that have come about since I first, by the grace of God, cast my eye of faith on him. But it's still true to this day. That's been 50 years ago. Maybe more, I don't know for sure. It's been three quarters of my life that I first cast the eye of faith on him whom to know is life eternal. Times have changed. I've been here and I've been there. I've done this and I've done that. But it's written. It's written by the finger of God that I'm still not convinced. I was not condemned then, and I'm still not condemned. It's still true of us. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I don't know how long our allotted or appointed time shall be upon this earth. But just naturally I know in myself it won't be too many years. Maybe today or maybe tomorrow. But I know, just speaking from the top of my head, I know that it won't be much longer. that I've got to lay down for this life. Don't know what it shall be. But I do know this. I know this. If I don't know anything else, I know this. I know it because since every word of God is pure and it is truth, that the gifts of God are without repentance. If God hath given us faith to lay hold of Him with the eye of faith, then we are assured that God will not recall it. What God has done in Christ for us, He's done forever. Even though we live another 50 years, and I know that won't happen. But even though we did somehow miraculously live another 50 years, yet it would still be written, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned." It'll never change. Our Lord said, "I give unto my sheep eternal life. I give it to them." Now remember, the gifts of God and the callings of God without repentance. God does not repent and change His mind. "I give my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand which gave them me." Now all these promises, isn't that a promise? "My sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." That's the promise. God promised that. God will not go back on His word. If He gives you eternal life in Christ, that seals it. You've got it. And you'll never lose it. He'll never take it back. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand which gave them me." And all these promises go to show you and me that the justification which Christ gives to our faith is not only a present justification, but it is a continual justification. No end to it. And remember that it will last in eternity as well as in time, this justification. You see, we will not wear in heaven any other dress than that which we wear right now. The glorious, spotless robe of His righteousness freely. That's what we wear now, and that's what we will wear then. Presently justified and continually justified through time and throughout eternity. Well, someone might bring this question up and say, "What if? What if that righteousness should lose its virtue in eternity to come?" There's no fear of that whatsoever. No fear of the efficacy of Christ's blood and the righteousness that He freely imputes, losing its virtue. Why? Because the Bible says we have the assurance of God that the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but this righteousness shall never wax old. A present and a continual righteousness. No more shall slip in and rend the garment. No thief can break through and steal the garment of righteousness. It must be eternal as Christ is eternal. The Bible says of His years there is no end. It says that His strength faileth not. There's no termination to His perfection and to His beauty and to His glory. As He was, He always will be. Justification that I'm talking about is a present is a continual justification. And thirdly, it is a complete justification. That is to say, not in any measure or any degree will that justification alter. It's a perfect justification then and now and always will be. He that believeth is not condemned. That is, he is free, so completely free from condemnation. He is not half innocent, but he's perfectly innocent. He's not half washed, but he's whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. You know, if you would see a wall painted white, you just glistened as the light shined on it. You'd say, oh, that is such a white wall. And you'd be reminded that your sins are whiter than that wall. They're whiter than the snow, because on the back of that white wall is some wood. But the snow is white all the way through. From one side to the other, there's no change in the snow. We're not half innocent or half justified or half washed. We're whiter than the snow. Now, if the Bible teaches anything, it teaches this. It teaches that the sins of the believer in Christ are not simply erased like you would take the racer and race the writing on the board that was written with chalk. They are not erased. They are blotted out. It says our sins are blotted out. Not just put out of sight, but they're blotted out. They're cast, the Bible says, into the depths of the sea. They're not just merely gone. but they're gone as far as the east is from the west. And God said, I'll not remember them no more. Gone forever. Once and for all. Completely, continually, presently, justified from every sin. No sin against us. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken care of all of them. It says there in the book of Hebrews, it says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. No more burnt offerings are needed. No more washings. No more shedding of the blood. No more atonement. No more sacrifice. It's finished. And the death cry of the Lord Jesus Christ gave the death blow to any semblance of salvation by the law. Salvation is in a look. It starts with the look. It commences with the look. Look, all ye ends of the earth, look ye unto me. If I be lifted up, the robe of righteousness. When our Lord Jesus Christ, when He cried, it's finished, the last thread in the robe of righteousness was used up. A perfect robe that covers us, and God can look upon us now as though we'd never sinned. It's done. Hold these precious truths in your thoughts and in your heart, and it'll cause you to rejoice. And I'll tell you, these things that I've said thus far this morning are enough to make a man leap off of the ground, even though his legs were tied to iron. Make him shout, even if he's gagged, that I'm free. I'm free. I'm God's free man. My sins are gone. I have His righteousness that stands me in good stead. I never will fear going down the valley alone. I got His righteousness. Oh, listen. Just to think of being perfectly accepted in Christ. Not a partial acceptance, but a full, complete, perfect acceptance. Not a limited acceptance, but a whole acceptance. We're accepted by God in the acceptability of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this no condemnation, he that believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ is not condemned. No condemnation. It's not only present, but it's also continual. Not only continual, but it's effectual. Someone said years ago that the privilege of justification was a royal privilege. And a royal privilege of justification shall never miscarry. Not only is it said that your sins are gone, but they are gone. Just doesn't say that alone. Your sins are gone. They are gone. All of them's gone. Gone forever. Never rise up in judgment. I know sometimes we think in our searching of our hearts and so forth that I thought this or I said this or I done that, and certainly, oh, I don't want to have to face. You won't have to face any of them. All of us have sinned. All of us sins now. We sinned yesterday and we'll sin tomorrow. But there's not one of those sins that'll ever be remembered against us as we stand before God at the great judgment day. We'll stand in Him as though we never have sinned. And He'll bless us as though we never had sinned. This is effectual, the work that He finished, the atonement that He made, the reconciliation that He made, the mediatorial work that He involved in. Now all of it is finished and it's made. Not only does God look upon you and I, though you were accepted, He doesn't look on us like that. He looks on us that we are accepted. Not accepted for anything we've done, accepted for His sake, on His account. He shed His blood to atone for our sins. It was He that worked out the righteousness that clothed us and gives us acceptance with God. It's a matter of fact. No ifs and ands and buts about it. These black spots of sin that's on us, He took care of all of them, every bit of it. And if there's any spot on you, you got a problem. Because when He cleanses us now, we are dipped, or we are bathed, we are washed in that fountain of blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. And we are clean. Our Lord said, if I have made you clean, you're clean everywhere. You don't need to be washed again. I've made you clean. We're clean in this justification business, as though we'd never committed one sin. You say, well, that's hard to believe. Well, you can't believe it unless you've come to Christ. And the reason you do believe it is because you have got to Christ. Outside of Christ, you can't believe anything. You can't even believe that there is a God outside of Christ. You got no proof of it. The only proof we have of it is Christ. Christ is God. Well, free from sin. And so now we walk at large, or walk as free men, free from the bondage of sin, free from death, free from the law. He made us free in justification. Even right now, as I said three or four times here, our sins are put away. Even right now, we stand in God's sight as though we'd never sinned. Even right now. Innocent as Adam was, when he stood there in the presence of God before he fell. Even now, there's not a sin in the book of God against us. So, when he says in that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Now, if you believe on him this morning, as he's identified in the Bible, as the sinner's substitute, as the sinner's righteousness, that his atoning blood cleanses you from all your sin and all your shame and all your guilt, and his righteousness covers you and makes you accepted before God in him. If you have come to him, you believe in him, well then, that's all there is. I mean, that's all. That's what it means not to be condemned. You're not guilty. Acquitted of the charge. Christ bore your sins. Bore the penalty. He suffered for you. He kept the law for you. He died for you. He rose again for you. He ever lives to make intercession for you. Well, the Lord help us. The Lord so bless us that we'll keep these thoughts in our remembrance, that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Let's stand.